In the wake of the Me Too movement, a sexual harassment and retaliation case at a large fruit company brings the issue closer to home in central Washington. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez has more.
Stamil Growers, a leader in Washington's apple and cherry industry, has agreed to pay nearly $100,000 to settle a lawsuit with a former employee. Heidi Corona Arizaga was a female tractor driver for Stamilt. She was assigned to an orchard in Wenatchee. That's where she says a male supervisor, Adolfo Melendres, drove her to a remote location and made sexual advances. Corona spoke limited English, but she went to Stamil's Human Resources Department to report the harassment. They asked her to recount the experience in front of her harasser.
They didn't believe her, basically, and they told her that her choice was to either go back to work with the harasser or not have a job.
That's Blanca Rodriguez. She represented Corona in the case. Rodriguez explains that while Title VII of the Civil Rights Act protects against discrimination in the workplace,
in Washington state, the law does not require an employer to have a policy. The law does not require an employer to have training.
That hole in written policies often leaves workers vulnerable. 5 years ago, Evans Fruit in Yakima had a similar case. The case was settled in 2016, and the company ended up paying $250,000. But in legal terms, Evans Fruit won the case. A jury rejected the claims of sexual harassment, and a judge dismissed the retaliation case. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission appealed, but settled with Evans before the case could be heard. In Corona's case in Wenatchee, the EEOC settled with Stamilt for $95,000. And as part of its settlement, Stamilt also agreed to a 3-year consent decree. That's important because part of the process means having translators available for workers who don't fluently speak English. It also means implementing appropriate sexual harassment training and informing workers of their rights. Stamilt Growers declined to comment on the case. I'm Esme Jimenez in Yakima.